the FCC was worried about. It would have had a big effect on competition. But after it rejected that deal, the head of the FCC, Tom Wheeler, came out and said he wasn't necessarily opposed to all deals. And so now Charter thinks it's going to see this deal, this merger, more favorably.
NPR's Jim Zaroli reporting on the proposed purchase of Time Warner Cable by Charter Communications. Jim, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. Support for Morning Edition on WILL comes from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, in with a look at what's been happening in the trade in Chicago this morning. Futures are moving lower in the corn pit, still at this hour, down 3.5 cents in the July contract at 356.5. The September 362.75. That's down a half for the day. And December contract at 374, down 3.75. Next year's July at 398. Down 3.5 cents. July soybeans for the day at 926.5, up 2.25. August at 917.25, up 1. November beans, $9.08, up a penny. And January at 915.5, 3/4 higher. Bean meal up $2.80. Bean oil up 30 cents for the day. Soft red winter wheat down 11 cents at 504.25. The lead option harvest month July harvest hard red at 537.5. The July there down 9 cents for the Kansas City wheat. Live cattle futures are 60 higher at 152.72.5 in the lead option June. August feeders at 219.77.5 were up 77.5 cents in the lean hogs for the day at $83.22.5 are down 50 cents. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and talk about the trade for the upcoming week is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Todd.
And well, let's talk a little bit about what we expect for the week, some things that are happening. I know you watch South America quite a bit and have talked a little bit about the blockages and the shutdowns and the trade there. What do we know this morning that's different than over the weekend?
Well, we think that they're pretty close to an agreement down there, and things will be moving along that way. There is talk of a national strike on the 6th of June, I think. 5th or 6th of June, something along those lines that we hope doesn't happen or going along the way. But all in all, the talks are getting a little better as far as that goes. Hasn't been a real slowdown as far as that goes. I think that more so that one of the things talking about with the beans is the Chinese soybean meal fell to a 7-year low here yesterday in their market like that. And it's just sort of amazing that we see a slight rally here today with a 7-year low in bean meal in China.
Do we know why we had a rally in the marketplace in beans in that case?
Well, I think there's a couple things that are going on because as we look at it, the commercial net longs grew from quite a bit last week in the beans. So there is some commercial buying, some pricing of what's considered value down here. I think the bean oil saw a rally coming out of the idea that the EPA is going to have an announcement sometime this week, probably increase the biofuels or the soy diesel. And they're looking at that. And, of course, we saw a rally in the Malaysian palm oil. It was up about 2.2% last night on the idea that if El Nino does come in, they'll have some droughty areas and the palm oil prices aren't high enough for what the cutback in palm oil production might be. So palm oil, bean oil, and the EPA is probably what's pulling the beans up today.
Yeah, interestingly enough, usually it would be meal that sort of leads that complex of the products, but to have oil lead is a new bean oil, that is an interesting new twist in the marketplace. I guess we'll have to watch and see how things pan out with that one.
Yeah, it doesn't seem the logical choice, but that's the only thing we can find that is shooting towards that and giving us that idea. So that's what we'll have to go with.
Corn down 4 cents in the lead July. December also 4.25 lower at this time.
You know, we're looking, we're getting some, hopefully getting some rain today. It's very spotty. We have areas, we talked to one farmer just 8 miles on the other side of Crawfordsville Saturday. He got stuck twice trying to plant corn in the cornfield with his planter. my house, it is dry, 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 and we could really use this rain that's coming across today and tonight. So, you know, and we hear of other areas in the same respect. You know, you talk down in the Mid-South, and they got another half inch of rain last night, and they haven't planted anything for going on about 12 days now. So areas really quite a difference is what we need as far as rain go.
And crop condition report ratings are due out this afternoon. Have you seen any indication of what those might look like?
Well, I think you're looking at the corn. It's going to tell you that they think the corn ratings are going to be quite high. And there's no bean ratings this week. You know, that's not going to affect them as much, and the oil is pulling them up. So I think the crop rating anticipation is telling you why corn is down today.
Farmers are mostly done planting with the corn, pretty close with soybeans now as well. I'm sure they're turning their attention back to their bin doors to see what they have left. Many of them, I believe, have corn, not so much on the soybeans. It will be a basis play, I suspect, in much of the Midwest. What are you watching and telling your producers?
I think that we will see farmers start turning back to hauling grain. We saw some of that of the guys that were done early last week. I think that, you know, rallies are meant to be sold, just like we talked about on Commodity Week, as far as the corn goes. And I think that the beans, there's going to be some very good basis levels because, Todd, at least in our area over here, there aren't many beans on the farmer's hands on the farm.
Is that going to give an opportunity for new crop as well, or will there just be a divergence there?
I think that we will probably have some good basis levels early, at least in the Indiana area, probably most of Illinois on some of these, because I don't think the stocks are locally located, and it's going to give them at least transportation costs for some of that area.
Have you kept track, and I know you have contacts in the Delta region, about how their crop has come along? They were late putting in their corn crop in particular.
A lot of corn acres probably didn't get planted to corn. And I mean, when we say a lot, that's in comparison to small numbers as compared to Indiana, Illinois that way. They've had trouble getting in the fields as, like I said, it's been 12 days since those guys have been in the field just because of all the moisture. So they're behind.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He is out of Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us on this Tuesday morning to take a look at the marketplace. Don't forget, you can catch updates of the markets just before the top of the hour here locally on our WILL AM 580 station. And then at 2:06 in the afternoon, I'm on with the closing market report. We recap all of what's been happening in the marketplace and check in usually with some of the agricultural economists and crop scientists from the University of Illinois, U of I Extension, to see what conditions are like across the state and what kinds of things might be happening, in particular the biofuels industry and what might happen with U.S. EPA has been a large story we've covered for many years now. It started, of course, with ethanol and now is transitioning to some respect to soybeans, soybean oil, and biodiesel. More on that as, of course, we make our way through this week and next week and the following months. And U.S. EPA decides what they're going to do with those numbers. They are now more than 2 years behind in releasing the mandates for 2014-15, and they'll look forward to 2016. That's due out in November of this year, but they'll have some numbers, I believe, probably later this week, as was indicated by Wayne Nelson a bit earlier in this broadcast. Here, the way the numbers, speaking of those, are trading in Chicago at this hour. July futures in the bean pit are 4.25 higher. November are 2.5 cents higher. July corn at 3.75 lower. December there down 3.75 at this hour. Bean meal is up 3.70. Bean oil 31 cents higher. Wheat futures are down 11 cents in the July contract for the soft red winter. The hard red down about 9 cents for the day. Live cattle futures up 45 in the lead option June. August futures at 77.5 higher, and June lean hogs are down 45 cents. The outside markets show us crude oil trading at $58.47 a barrel. It's down $1.25. The RBOB price of gasoline, that's a wholesale price, at $2 a penny and 6 tenths of a cent per gallon, is down 3.7 cents at this hour. Ethanol futures down 4 tenths of a cent, $1.57 and a tenth, and natural gas at $2.80 and 6 tenths of a cent, down 8 and a tenth of a cent. Diesel fuel, $1.91 and 6 cents, that's down 3.5. And gold futures are now trading, actually gold futures not trading, U.S. dollar at 97.24 is up 1.22. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area. Showers and thunderstorms today. Those will come before 4 in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, a high of 78. It'll be breezy on a south wind at 15 to 22. Tonight, a 30% chance of rainfall. That before 10 o'clock Central Time, mostly cloudy, low 65. And tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny, high of 81. On Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy and 62. Sunny on Thursday and a high of 84 degrees, and then Thursday night, partly cloudy and 66, a 50% chance of rainfall by the time we get to Friday, partly sunny, and a high of 84. Friday night, mostly cloudy and 67, showers and thunderstorms over the weekend on Saturday into Saturday night and Sunday, and into Sunday evening as well, with highs on Saturday about 78 degrees and on Sunday at just 69 degrees. Of course, you're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. You can always find us online at will.illinois.edu. Looking for the agricultural programming? That's easy, too. It's at willag.org. That's willag.org. We post all of our programming there not long after it airs on our radio station. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It's 10 o'clock Central.